on Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Oh, that's a terrific part by Jonas.
Please welcome Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
Oh, he is the inspirational leader of the Port Adelaide Footy Club, Roo. Tommy Jonas, now we're all in lockdown, Tom, including you and your teammates. How are you coping?
Yeah, no worries, boys. I'm just looking out across the MCG thinking about September, so can't complain. What about yourselves?
Yeah, we're going all right.
Are we going all right, Tommy? What hotel are you in Victoria?
Yeah, we're in the Pullman. The one just across from the G. So I think we're down at Punt Road for a little run around the Savo. So
beautiful.
It could be worse.
Yeah, most
it
definitely.
It could be but worse. You're playing Collingwood tomorrow night at the Marvel Stadium.
Collingwood, Bokies 300th. Really excited for that. I think all the boys will get up. And a little bit disappointing we can't have fans there. But, I mean, you probably ask Boke and you say he's played in front of plenty of big crowds and special occasions. He'd just be going out there to get the job done like he always does.
As you said, we're mindful of the fact that there are many, many people doing it tough at the moment. But for you and your teammates, Tom, it was an interesting day going back a couple of days. You went to the airport, you got knocked back. Then we thought you were playing a showdown against the Crows. Then you are still playing Collingwood. Pretty difficult to get, planning and getting sort of set in your mind for who you're playing, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think the players are probably the fortunate ones. It's the administrators like Chief and Kenny and Trent Henschel that probably caught most of it. They'd be yo-yoing all day. And as players, we kind of just roll with the punches. A lot of the boys had the bags packed and were ready to go wherever we needed to go. But certainly felt for those blokes. In terms of the game prep, we've settled in now. So we've had 24 hours to sort of start thinking about Collingwood, and we've still got a bit of time before tomorrow night. So that's not going to be a huge drama.
Tell us about Travis Boak. He would have been your captain for a long time. Certainly from my perspective, from the outside looking in, he looks like an absolute fantastic leader, but also a fantastic person.
Yeah, I think I'll probably start with the person firstly. He's just incredibly selfless, whether it's for his teammates or people outside of footy. He does some great work with the Cancer Council and always looking to make other people's lives better. So, you know, that's probably where he starts it all. And then in terms of his footy, he's just the ultimate professional. I don't think there's many out there that can make the sacrifices that he does to keep his game at such an incredible level. So it's been a privilege to play with him. And, you know, I might even get a few more years of playing with him the way he's going.
Yeah, he's moving very, very well and still getting plenty of the ball. Tom, the story that we've talked about a bit over the last couple of days is when Geelong sent that delegation over to try and woo him back. We know that he comes from a place just near Geelong. He had his mum and his sister back there. They'd been through a terrible time losing their father. And you know, I honestly wouldn't have blamed him one bit. As mad as a Port Adelaide man as I am, you'd look at that situation and go, well, we understand. You know, you need to go home. You need to be with your family. And yet, he stayed loyal to the Port Adelaide Football Club. It was an incredible gesture of loyalty, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And in our darkest times as well, we're a bit of a basket case then. You know, John McCarthy incident obviously took place around that time. And it was a real symbolic gesture of him to, you know, show his hand and hang around and lead this club out of its darkest time. And I think we'll be forever grateful for that, both as players and fans and probably the game as it sits today. So the club wouldn't be in the place it is if both Travis and probably Robbie as well didn't make tough decisions that they made.
Yep, agree with everything you just said. Great win last week though, Tommy. Super win against the odds and some players to come back in. Maybe Zach Butters, Connor Rosie and Xavier Dersma. Just a few to talk about. There's no reason why you can't knock off Collingwood at Marvel tomorrow night.
No, absolutely no excuses. I think firstly, last week's win was my favourite of the year just with the inexperience that we rolled out and obviously having a pretty extensive injury list, so that was an awesome result. So there's going to be some boys that played a really integral role last week that might be a bit stiff if the likes of Butts and X are fit. So it's probably nice to get a couple of boys back and give us a little bit of flexibility, albeit there will be some people that are unlucky.
Well, it's very important for us that you do beat Collingwood because we work with Alice the Wagon. She is the most painful Collingwood supporter in the world. So please, please do us a favour, Tommy.
Well, at least you're not in the office anyway, so
no,
and that's a little contingency, but nah, we'll go out there and get it done. Like I said, it's a big occasion, and being over here is not going to affect our commitment, our attitude, so we're just keen to go out there and keep putting our best foot forward.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Tom Jonas, good luck against Collingwood. Roo, he's a great skipper, and I know, as he's talking about, they'll get up for their former skipper, Travis Boak, as well.